The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because... I got the charcoal mask. Great, because why would I put that on my face when I could drop it in my sink? This is what I get for multitasking. Ugh, why is charcoal so sticky?
Hello?
Hey, Janice. I am so sorry. I thought I was on mute. No, we don't need to reschedule. I'll just stay off camera. Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed.
In Jeff Lewis's world, there's never a dull moment.
The crazy part is I don't take anything. I'm off all my meds.
Maybe that's the issue.
What's not shocking to me is all the negative comments I receive. Like just today. I hope you rot in hell. Mm-hmm. I hope someone castrates you.
Okay. You've had this happen with a lot of people that have worked for you. Not only quit you, but just quit life. Quit.
Jeff Lewis has issues.
Good morning. I'm here with Lauren Lake, Megan Weaver, and Shane Douglas. Good morning, Your Honor. Do you like our new intro?
I love it. I was cracking up. I was like, yes, yes, yes. Good morning.
You and I were just talking about, so you wrote a book. It's Girl, Let Me Tell You.
Yes.
And it's Leading a Limitless Life. And I have to say, like, you've really kind of taken your own advice.
I have.
You have made such major moves, decisions in the last 12 months of your life. And I don't know how you're not terrified, like with all of these risks that you've taken. You sold your house.
Yes.
You moved to the city.
This is your fault, though. I was not selling my house. This is your fault. But go ahead. Go ahead.
You moved to the city. You live in a completely different city neighborhood. Your life has changed as a result.
Yes.
Your child, and you're a very doting, hands-on mom. You know, CJ now goes to boarding school in Florida. You took a new, you made a real pivot with your career.
Yes.
You know, you went with a new network and a new
starting a new
talent
show.
Deal.
Yes.
And all of that. A lot of change.
A lot of change. And you know what's so crazy about life and about being a person who empowers other people? It's crazy when those moments come where you have to take your own advice. And I'm going to say to you, don't think I'm not terrified. I am, and I always tell people, living a limitless life is not about not having fear. Developing and becoming fearless is about having fear, feeling fear, and doing it anyway, right? Because I was on that cliff. I knew, as a former person who flipped a lot of houses and used to be in that business, I knew I should put my house up. But I was emotionally attached to that house because it reminded me of the house I grew up in. And with my mom passing and all this drama, I won't go low and deep, but you know, you develop those emotional attachments. And here comes my friend Jeff and just pushes me off the ledge, literally.
He's good at that.
Very good at that. And it paid off, though.
Yeah.
And I feel so much more like myself now. I didn't realize how caught up I was in, I think, I don't know, I got a little normal. You know what I mean? And I'm not a normal person. I always say, why be ordinary when extraordinary is an option? Be extraordinary. Do extraordinary things. Think outside the box. Live outside the box. My ass was in the box. Can I say ass? I'm sorry.
Yes, you know you can.
I curse. But I was all in the box. It was just no other way to say it. But I was in the box. And I didn't even know I had gotten myself in a box. So I have felt for these past few months like all of these risks, all of these changes, all of these doors I'm kicking in and new adventures have brought me closer to who I know I am. And I feel like I'm back on, kind of like back on the bike again.
Well, it's funny because I did push you to sell your house. And
you
it turned
did.
Out, if I remember correctly, you got something between like 25 or 33% more than what you were asking for the house.
It was significant.
If there was like just an ounce of doubt, when that happened, you were like, holy shit, I gotta go. I gotta sell this house.
Well, I know. And I was so attached to the house. My father was so proud of what I had done because, you know, I had just refurbished it and just, you know, from the studs.
Yeah.
And when they started having that bidding war and I told my daddy, he was like, oh, baby, you got to go. Like, you got to get your stuff and get ready to go. And I had to pack up in like 2 weeks because these people were like all right. cash. And you know them cash people, they want you out.
Yeah, they want you
they
out.
They don't have mm-hmm. the, I don't need no mortgage. I need you to get out. And so that's what I had to do.
So then what happened is you sell the house, you put the money in the bank, and now you're like, this vagabond, like living in hotels, and you're not committing to a place to live. And I say to you, look, you got this new deal. It looks like you're going to be going to Culver City. You know, you need to live somewhere near where you're not driving for 45 minutes.
Yes.
And then remember, I told you, I said, well, I just put my house on the market and I saw the coolest, like it was like a 4-level townhouse with like a rooftop deck. And it's so funny because you went out and
literally.
I said, I just missed it. I almost took it. Just because I wanted to hold it. But then I was like, this is ridiculous. It's a waste of money. But then you went and got the same thing.
Yes. Literally the next day, I go and I see one and I'm like, this is it. Because it gives me everything I need. I need an attached garage, right? Yeah. And then I need to see out, though. And it has beautiful views. You know, it's a little, you know how they're kind of narrow? You know, yeah. You go stair to stair to stair. But the stairs are a workout alone. Mm-hmm. So I'm just up and down the stairs. They have beautiful views up top. It's enough for me because CJ isn't there. I made him a big boy room, you know, so he's like there. And we're just like, you know, cute in the city. And I really love it. I really do.
Now, does Big Carlos, does he live in Florida now?
Not yet, but he's going to go because CJ needs to play more than one sport. And so he's going to have to support him in his golf because he's doing golf now, but he moves to lacrosse. So he's going to be going back and forth there, but he lives in the city as well.
I see. Yep. I see. All right. So now in regards to the new career, the new show.
Yes.
So you're about to start shooting a new pilot, right?
Yes. I have so many things on the horizon. So I'm going to be doing a new court show, We the People, with Judge Lauren Lake with Entertainment Studios. Super excited about that because it's going to be expanding the types of cases and things that I can talk about, right? And so we're going to still be handling family dynamics and all the craziness with that, but we're also going to be bringing in more small claims, things you saw me do in paternity court, but we're going to just be branching out even more. So I'm super excited to get started with that. We really won't start shooting until I think next summer because it's a 2022 show. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we're going to start shooting some things next week. And so it's going to feel so good to put my robe back on and now, get a gavel in my hand. People got to do what I say. Because CJ don't.
Is CJ 11? Is he 11?
Yes.
Okay, so how are you doing with that, having your 11-year-old on the other side of the country?
Absolutely devastated. You know I fly there all the time.
Yeah, no.
That's why you said I was a vagabond, because I literally lived at the hotel that's on the campus. I'm always there.
When was the last time you were there?
Okay, so this was my biggest jump. No. This was my biggest jump. He had a golf tournament 2 weeks ago. I did not go back, right? And now Big Carlos is going to get him from school and take him, because I've got to work next week and shoot. He's taking him to see his family in North Carolina and all of that. And so I am not laid eyes on my baby like in over 2 weeks. It's going to be almost 3 weeks. I don't think I've ever gone that long.
When does he come home?
He's going to come home next week.
Okay, and then are you going to go to Detroit for Christmas?
Yep. Gonna go see the fam, and then I'll come back because he loves being in the city. So I want to give him time, hang out with the dog, you know, walk around. You know, he can go out and walk the dog by himself. Like, he feels all big boy. He loves it.
Do you let him fly by himself?
Oh my God, don't stress me
out. Okay, because I have an issue with this. Yes.
Oh my God. So this is the stress of my life, mm-hmm. because everybody, I don't know why, but the universe and God brought all these people in my life that went to boarding school. And they're all like, it's time for him to fly alone. Because we literally, Big Carlos or myself, we fly to get him.
Yes, yes.
And then we fly him home.
Yes.
I mean, all my money from the house, American and Delta Airlines took all my money. Because all I'm doing is buying tickets. And everybody's like, you need to let him get on the plane. And I have seen so many kids get on the plane. And CJ rides the plane just fine. He's been on a plane since he was born. I don't know why I can't do it.
I'm the same way. I don't know how old are they? And what about you? Like with Drew, you feel like Drew and Bo can fly right now by themselves?
Yeah, well, they're 15 and 16. So absolutely. Okay. And they flew by themselves when they were, I think, 12 and 13 to Canada.
Okay. Well, CJ's 11. Would you let Drew and Bo fly
absolutely. I would.
To Rob's families in Canada when they were 11?
Yeah, it's a little young.
Yep.
See, I am just not ready yet. But everyone says.
But 12, I think.
Yeah, and he'll
be 12
year. Or something.
I don't know why.
But one thing I did do, honey, I let him stay home by himself.
Oh.
Oh.
Yes, how long?
I did. An hour yoga class.
Baby steps.
And
baby
honey,
steps.
I was driving back all fast and telling him, don't cook nothing when I came back. He had scrambled eggs. I was like, you turned on the stove. I told you. But it's just, I don't know. It's, and then everybody's like, Lauren, he goes to boarding school. If he goes to boarding right. school, he can stay home while you go to yoga and he can ride the plane. But I cannot do it yet.
Yeah, maybe, because he's pretty independent. I mean, yeah. He's an 11-year-old at boarding school.
Yeah, I think probably, he can do it.
Maybe he can. Maybe he can just, yeah.
Ugh.
I know. And maybe once he does it once or twice, then you're going to start feeling well, okay
he
about
doesn't
it.
Care. He's like, Mom, just get me my ticket. I'll just fly home. And they have it all set up. Like, they have the shuttle. They have everything.
Yeah, I was going to say, he must have an adult that
the
gets him to the gate.
The school walks them. They have yeah. a whole system that they charge you for. They walk them all the way to the gate.
Yeah.
They have it fully
he's
zhuzhed
fine.
Up.
He's fine.
Well, I'm very... Look, I'm very glad that you're over here on this side of the hill now and that you live in the city.
Me
and one
too.
Of the reasons why the San Fernando Valley has recently become very unsafe because Megan's daughter, Drew, has passed her driver's test.
Go, Drew!
If you live in Los Angeles,
stay inside.
Avoid the San Fernando Valley. She doesn't take freeways, right?
She does.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
God. I thought the freeways were safe.
No, she's driving the freeway. She drives it to school. She drove us to Arleta to take the driving test and drove us home on the 405.
Can you let us know when she's on the road I can stay home?
We'll just do a group text,
yeah.
And I'll just let you guys know.
Oh, my God. I love it.
She's a terrible driver.
Well, not anymore.
And
she's been practicing a lot.
She failed the first test.
She did.
That's all right.
No, but it was a real bad fail. It was like one of those.
Like,
it was like a critical.
Pulled in front of a car.
And it was like the instructor, the examiner was like, back to the DMV right now.
Like, oh, she didn't fail the written. She failed the driving
test. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
No, she's in the middle of an intersection
turning left.
To make a left and pulled right in front of a car.
A car had to stop, put on their brakes not to hit her.
Oh.
And the examiner was like, yeah, automatic fail.
Oh. Well, go, Drew. See, she came back.
Yeah,
well,
she had back. 2 weeks
limitless
to practice.
Limitless life.
Yeah. Limitless, honey.
Absolutely.
Do it again. Yes.
Now, you wanted to ask, Your Honor, because you're trying to live your limitless life.
Yeah, it's not really an act two, but it's... I'm.
Act one.
He ain't even act one. He's in the prelude, but go ahead.
Okay, maybe I'm starting act one. I'm turning 25. It's a new year. I'm newly single. I want to, like, you know, turn it up a notch next year.
Oh, in what ways?
I need advice on how to live my new life. It's same kind of thing. I'm in the city. I'm single.
High tops.
This is how self-aware
I am. I believe, and Alyssa and I were just speaking about this.
Oh, talk about
I'm ready for you to start setting some boundaries with me because I feel like you need your free time. You need time to socialize with your friends. I think you need time to date. I understand that you are by my side 24/7 and you're never going to have a life or friends if I don't let you go.
Aw.
I mean, but I think I'm pretty okay. Like last night I said, hey, I'm going to go do laundry. Bye. Good luck.
Good luck.
Your father and I
had to tomorrow.
I was on my own. I just didn't know what to do. I'm like, wait, no.
But that's good, though. And that's a good practice to start. And I know, Megan, you can probably attest to this, especially for like later in life. When you start learning how to set boundaries now, I was bad at that. I'm definitely one of those people. I'm going to take care of somebody else better than I'm going to take care of myself. And I'm paying for it now, honey. Do that. Like, make that time. And to Jeff's point, take risks and do things that you don't think you either are ready to do, right? You know, I always tell people, while somebody's half-stepping, there's another person taking a leap of faith, right? You got to see who you're going to be. So many people are just sludging through, half-stepping. You think I can? I think I can, but I ain't doing nothing. While somebody else is just like, let me go jump and see what happens. Be that person.
You're half-stepping.
Oh,
that's what I got from this. You're half stepping.
Mm-hmm. You're going to need to borrow Jeff's cane soon.
Thanks for bringing that up.
Oh, sorry.
I purposely hit it. I purposely hit it behind
you
the chair.
You didn't hide it that well because I tripped over it.
Yeah, go for it, babe. In every aspect of your life. This is in your 20s, too?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. Fail.
Flybird.
At this time, I was like singing with Dr. Dre and Snoop. I had a law degree. I wasn't doing nothing. I was
fire.
Supposed to do. Yeah, I lived up here, right on Fuller
that's
in
supposed
Hollywood.
To make me feel better?
I moved here.
I think I clipped his wings.
I think so too.
I think that's the problem.
Well,
I don't have a law degree.
Oh, yeah.
No, you don't need that.
I can't sing that well.
I'm just saying I had the law degree, but I wasn't doing anything I was supposed to do relative. I was out here singing with Dre and Snoop, having a ball, living my life limitlessly, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So do those things. Take those
you
risks.
You can sing, too, Shane.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
Shane, you're driving a BMW and flying first class. You're doing okay, bro.
Doing yeah. real well.
You know what? You're right.
And you have great teeth.
Oh,
beautiful smile.
No, but I do think like you really should have the courage to say to me, hey, you know, can I have Saturday off or whatever? Or what if I came in early? We finished all of our work so I could have the rest of the day. Like, I don't want you to think. I think you're afraid to ask me.
Well, it's not that I'm afraid. I'm comfortable doing. I'm happy to be there. You okay. know, so I'm not like.
Okay. As long as you're happy. Like, I just.
Yeah. But how long do you work on Saturdays?
I don't know. We have a meeting at 11, so I'll probably go at 10 and we'll probably be done at.
Well, no, because we have a couple hours probably worth of office work. But yeah. I mean, he works a half a day.
Mm.
He has Sundays off.
A regular person's day, which is my half day.
Okay.
But see, that's another thing,
Saturdays
too.
Off.
When you love what you do, right, then what's that saying? When you love what you do, then
you don't
really
work
not
a day.
Work. Well, the truth is you do work. And that's the part. These are the little colloquialisms and the little cliches that we make up in life that make ourselves feel good, but they're really not true. You really are working. And you need to create space where you aren't, because I was the same, but you really are working.
He loves to put my socks on, take me to my MRIs, and bring me my medication. He loves it. He just loves
when you love what you do, don't work a day in your life.
That sounds so fun.
Yeah. He's a caretaker, pretty much.
He really is.
For a senior citizen.
It's like assisted living at this point. Assisted work.
You're right. It is. This is so sad. Should we take a break now before I address the Heather Dubrow response? Okay, why don't we do that? We'll take a quick break. Walmart Plus is the membership that saves you time and money on the stuff you'd expect, plus the stuff you don't, like gas. Save on gas while you drive the kids to soccer practice, plus visit your in-laws, plus venture into the wilderness, plus wherever else you want to go. Plus, take some guilt-free time on the couch because Walmart Plus also saves you time and money with free delivery. It's perfect for ordering new remote batteries, plus more coffee when somebody finishes it without telling you, plus snacks for your movie night. Plus, save on the actual movies with a Paramount Plus subscription. Stream Top Gun, Maverick, plus Mean Girls, plus Jack Reacher, plus so much more. Because savings is what the whole Walmart Plus membership is all about. Members save on gas, plus free delivery, plus Paramount Plus, plus so much more. Start a free 30-day trial at www.walmartplus.com. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions. $35 order minimum, Paramount Plus Essential plan only, separate registration required.
Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at Kings Island? The, holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The, make a splash all summer kind of fun. The, I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at Kings Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun this season. Kings Island opens its gates April 20th.
When it comes to scents, you should pick ones that smell like, well, you. Target gets it, which is why they offer a range of personal care products with fragrances for everyone. Be true to floral you with Dove Peony and Rose Body Wash. Live your fresh life with Degree Ultra Clear Deodorant. Express your decadent side with Love Beauty and Planet Coconut Shampoo. This spring, choose care that brings you joy beyond labels. Pick up new favorites at a Target near you or online at Target.com.
We are back with Lauren Lake, Megan Weaver, and Shane Douglas. Monday, Mercedes Javid and Doug Budin will be here.
Nice.
Iconic.
And then who? Okay, so we have Shannon Bador next week. We have Leah Black.
Taylor Dane on Tuesday.
Okay, Taylor Dane, Shannon Bador, and then Leah Black. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, so we do have to discuss, as always, your ensemble today.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So, Megan, could you please give us a description of what Your Honor is wearing?
Well, Your Honor is rocking this morning a beautiful two-tone color-blocked turtleneck, I would call it, with the white on top, the black on bottom. She was wearing a nice pair of black slacks. They look like they're a little stretchy, maybe a Lululemon action.
Thanks.
Okay, really cool. And then she's the way this outfit comes together, everybody, is with the two-tone white and black patent leather loafer.
It's like a loafer, yeah. With a pony.
It's really cute.
Black pony.
And it ties in with the color block black and white turtleneck.
Yes.
We also have to mention that she's rocking a very chic top knot.
Yes.
Which is, you know, shows off her beautiful features.
And
her
what
face.
Did I say at the break?
You said that you can only wear a top knot if you have a pretty face and that I should wear my hair down. And then bitch Alyssa said I should get extensions. And Shane said I should get long bangs. So you guys can all fuck off.
Actually, Alyssa also said that you should like wear your hair like the girl in The Grudge.
Yes, she did.
Where it almost covers your face.
Yeah, you guys
now,
are
she's
all
got
awesome.
A little.
And if you notice, I'm not wearing a huge hoop today.
You are not because the turtleneck, it would probably get in the way. But
I would do it anyway, but I'm wearing this small Chanel thing because guess what? I have to do a little shopping. So this is a shopping earring.
Oh, nice. Oh,
why did the hoops get in the way?
Because if I want to try something on, it's annoying to take the turtleneck on with a hoop. So this is why I'm wearing a small
thinking
thing.
Ahead.
Also, yes. If you want to try on shoes, the loafer is a great choice because you can slip in and out of them.
Exactly. And
no
I have
laces.
The little footy thing inside that you can't see. So then I can go in and out of a shoe easily. This is a shopping outfit from the Carpool Collection. It's when you head to the mall later. It's when you don't go to yoga, you go to the mall.
That's
okay,
right.
You also did a very cute leather jacket over the black and white ensemble.
Yes, I did.
And then you did what I think is a very pretty little crossbody Gucci purse. Now, tell us how you wear that.
I'm totally into this crossbody wallet. If you don't have one in your life, get it. It's just a wallet size. And especially in these days and times, when people out here acting like they stealing everything from everybody, it's so great because you can hide it. It's just a crossbody little wallet. I wear it all the time. If you want to bring a bigger bag and put it in your trunk, do it. When you want to carry a bigger bag, fine. When you don't, strap it right across. You put your coat on top.
And then you zip it up.
And then
so
I
it looks like you
don't
have a purse.
And it looks like I don't have a purse.
Also good for shopping.
So
easy
I'm
access.
Not
so good
for I'm shopping. Not going to mug you because if I see you walking,
she no
doesn't
bag.
Have a purse. She's got no bag. She's got no wallet.
I don't
nothing
have
to
a
steal.
Ball. I ain't got nothing for you. And if you notice, no, but you see, I'm out here in these streets. I have no jewelry on. Mm-hmm. I'm not wearing any jewelry today, especially too because my nails aren't done because I've been moving and I'm a hot mess. But I'm not wearing any jewelry, no watch, no nothing. I got my street sensibilities on out here.
I was watching Heather McDonald's Insta stories this morning.
Okay.
And she was at Josh Flagg's. Josh Flagg had a big, fancy dinner party last night for a holiday party, which I was invited to, but I wasn't feeling up to it. But anyway, I was watching the Insta stories. Now, what they're doing now is, especially because this was a publicized, highly publicized party, I know that Candy Spelling was there, and she was dripping in millions of dollars worth of jewels. She had her own security. Josh had security because what they're doing now is they're seeing on Instagram people having these big parties and they're going in. Multiple people will go in like an organized crime ring and they will rob people at holiday parties.
Yes.
So Josh had security and then Candy had her own security.
Do we have security for next Tuesday?
We do.
Okay, great.
Yeah. So you can wear your jewels.
Okay, good. I will be jeweled out. Okay, just so you know.
Yeah, no, because again, we've been talking about the party,
the
party. So Leah's like, I'm getting nervous about this because people will have, you know, like Heather has some gorgeous Costco jewelry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really? She really does. She really does.
No, you Costco, know, but
people are going to be wearing jewelry. So Leah has hired security.
Good. These are the times we're living in.
She found a really good mall cop that I think is going to, well, we're going to feel very safe.
Or one of her ex-con friends.
Oh.
That would have been a good one.
That's good. Mm-hmm.
So I did want to mention, I really am not trying to like fan the flames here. And in my mind, there's not really a feud. I mean, I don't go out of my way to discuss it. But I've had issues with Heather Dubrow, who's a Real Housewife of Orange County. And the problem is that in interviews, people bring it up. So then I answer it. And they're like, how do you feel? And I will answer how I feel because we have a lot of unresolved issues. So basically, so on Watch What Happens Live, I had mentioned that I don't think she's a good person, that she's the Cruella de Vil of Orange County. You know, a few little things. And then she did respond in an interview. I think it was for, was it Reality Check People? Was it?
Yeah.
With Darren Karp. And what did she say? Can we have the audio?
in order to have a feud, you really need two people to participate. And so I have no interest in participating in anything like that. But I will say this about the comments. Consider the source.
Ouch.
Oh.
Ooh. So
you're not credible.
Well, there it is.
Yeah. So I guess you're
said that.
I guess you shouldn't take me seriously then, if you consider the source. But the reality of it is that we were at a party 5 years ago. I've mentioned this, and I found her to be very dismissive and demeaning to a waiter. And what I will tell you is that I do in a situation sometimes when I meet famous people, I'm very nervous and I get you know, you work up your nerve to talk to people.
Yeah.
And I can only imagine what, you know, the wait staff here, you know, they've got all these famous people at this table. They've got these, you know, these housewives and all these, you know, they're already probably nervous. And so this person had gone up to, Heather was right across the table from me, and Gage was right next to me. And what happened was we were in the middle of a conversation, and the waiter came up with a bread basket, and he said, "Would you like some bread?" And she did not respond. She continued to have the conversation. He asked her again. By the third time he had asked, and I could tell the guy was like, "What do I do here?" Mm-hmm. Like, she put up her hand and kind of just shist him. Like, how would
shoot
you
shoot him away?
Shoot him.
Yeah.
She shooed him away. She never turned her head. She never looked him in the eye. She never said thank you. She never said no thank you. She just shooed him away. And I just found it. And I watched and I saw this guy's face. And I was like, wow, that is really, really cold. So it affected me, and I spoke about it. So when I did, she came back at me rather than saying, "No, look, if I had done that to someone, first of all, I would be pretty embarrassed, and I would certainly apologize." So rather than say publicly, like, "Look, it was the wrong move. I was really rude. I was really dismissive. I was in the middle of a conversation, and I should have never done that. Whatever, I apologize." What she did was she kind of twisted the narrative, and then she went on Access Hollywood Live and said that I face-shamed and body-shamed her. This was 5 years ago. So obviously, I have come after her for that, especially like this was like right before Me Too and all of that. And that actually was not true, Your Honor, because what happened was is that when we were at dinner, first of all, and I've said this publicly, I think she's an attractive woman, and she doesn't seem to age. Like, she looks exactly the same today as she did 10 years ago. So, and she's married to a plastic surgeon. So I said, "Heather, you look so great. You're in such great shape," whatever. I was very complimentary. What work have you had done? Like, how do you look so great? And she was very defensive and said that I've had nothing done. And I was like, come on, Heather. I mean, you're married to a plastic surgeon. Really? You've never taken advantage of that? And she actually pulled him from his conversation and said, "Terry, we tell him I have had no work done." Like, very, very defensive, which told me, like, you have had work done then. Because if it's this kind of reaction. So that in her mind was face shaming and body shaming. So to go on a national show and say during, you know, right around the Me Too era to say that I face shame and body shame was an absolute lie. And it was
and dangerous.
And dangerous to do to someone. To someone's career. Now there's other things that I witnessed that I could talk about, but I don't. That was really the basis of what happened. So look, my friends will tell you, I don't talk about Heather Dubrow, but, and probably haven't mentioned her for a year.
No.
But when I go and watch What Happens Live and Andy says,
right,
"How do you feel about Heather Dubrow? Why did you?" Oh, no, it was actually a call. Someone said, "Well, why did you make up with Vicki Gunvalson and not Heather Dubrow?" Well, because Vicki Gunvalson was accountable and apologetic. And it's a completely different situation. So if I were her, I would just kind of stay silent on the matter because I will continue to defend myself. Every time she responds, I'll defend myself. But that's basically the gist of what happened. And I don't really know. I don't see how you can resolve this. I don't see you can't. You can't resolve it.
You can. You can always resolve something. Two people want to resolve something, you can resolve it. The problem is that it's just going on and on and on and on. And we're not looking for resolution. We're just, you know, and I get that. Like, it wasn't something you went in to talk about. Then somebody asked you about it. So you gave your honest opinion.
Yes.
And now it rebooted it. Right.
And I actually don't want that.
And that's the point. And
I
you
really
don't want it
that.
To be rebooted. So I get it. And I think it's important that you say today that this is not something that you are here to reboot. You know, I will say this, and this is an important lesson, because I always say you can always look at the character of people for the way they treat old people, babies, and people in service to them. And that doesn't mean that on that day, you know, I wasn't there, so I can't even judge. But what you were seeing was something that made you uncomfortable based upon, you know, how you felt like she was treating someone. Now, let's be frank. You've been very honest on this show that there are things that you have done and the ways you've spoken to people in the past.
Yes.
That you have said, you know what, that really wasn't my best look. That's not how you do that. I think that's kind of what you were going for, kind of looking to hear, and you didn't get it. And that's another part of life as we grow and learn. Sometimes you don't get what you need to move on. You just need to pack your bags and move on. So let's move on from it. It's
but
over.
I actually, and I've talked about this publicly as well, there is, you know, there are times where I haven't been so nice to people. And sometimes people deserve it, though, but sometimes they don't.
Right.
And you know, when you have a conscience, you know, you do have regret and you do have remorse. And I still talk about that. And it's still to this day, even though it happened like 8 years ago, I was trying to go to get to a concert and I was leaving a restaurant and someone came up to me and was like, oh, my God, I love your show. Like, I've been watching forever, whatever. Can I get a picture? And I was like, I'm so sorry. I can't. I'm already late. Like, I have to go. And then I got in the car and I thought to myself, it took all sorts of courage for this mm-hmm. woman to come up and compliment and I'm such a fucking douche. Who cares if you were 5 minutes late to the concert? You were already late. And I was actually in the car and I turned around to go back to the restaurant to see if I could find her and she was gone. And to this day, I feel like an asshole.
But that's also out of character for you.
It
I mean,
is.
As long as
really
I've known
is.
You, you've always taken the time to take a picture with somebody.
I was stressed out because we were late.
Right. I get that. But that's not usual for you.
Right.
So,
yeah.
But I do think now that I'm watching the show, and look, do I think she adds to the show? Absolutely. Do I think that she has made the show better? Absolutely. I think people love watching her and her lifestyle. But look, I believe there's some insincerity. And I've now noticed that even in the show when they're filming her, mm-hmm. she's overly attentive to wait staff, drivers,
I've noticed that
all
too.
That. And I know that that's not who she is. So when you try to go overboard being nice to people, like I feel like it to me, it feels very insincere personally. But again, I'm not trying to perpetuate this. I really am not. I really would love. But the only problem is the only way it would ever be buried is if she and I had a conversation.
And that's
maybe
all that needs to happen one day.
Right.
And until it does, like you said, you don't even have to talk about it.
Right.
You know, because it just gives life to it.
Let's book her.
What do you think?
It would be great, though. It's a good idea.
You know, I was thinking about. What
I'll mediate it. Sorry.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah, I'll
Your
mediate
Honor.
It.
What do you think about people that don't hold the elevator people? So now if I'm in the elevator and I see you walking towards and I do nothing to open that door, what do you think of me?
Okay, so what I think of you is that you are me. Because I'm one of those people, especially now with COVID, I'm going to tell you something. Like my morality, my sense of goodness says you should hold the elevator. What I really wanted to do is hurry up and close because I really don't want to ride the elevator with any extra people when I don't have to. I really feel that way.
Yes.
And then I have that moment of, oh, but if they step on, I should step off and take the stairs. Oh, but they're going to feel like I'm being a jerk because I step off. When they step on, I'll just ride it. And then it'll be somebody who like gets on and then doesn't have their mask on, fully talking, sneezing, coughing, hacking. And you're just like, you know what? I should have let this door close on you. So I go through that all the time.
I
don't think it's right, but I think honestly it probably is safer.
I would annoy you in an elevator because I kept confusing. I kept forgetting what floor I was on. So what would happen is I get in the elevator with someone else and I'd press 46 and I'd be like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I'm actually on 45. So now they have to stop twice. And I understand like, and I feel bad because I get mad when someone comes in and then if they were to do that to me, I don't even want to make one stop, let alone two.
Me either.
So I do wait for that. I mean,
that's why I didn't
I don't
to that
try
high
to open
rise
that door.
You told me about.
Right.
That's why I didn't go there. I didn't because I want to be on the top floor, but I don't want to stop for anyone.
Nope. Mm.
So if there isn't a private elevator to the penthouse level, then I can't because if I have to go three stairs, then all of a sudden my luxury just went down the drain.
Yeah.
So I'm with you.
What do you think about
did you call
people?
Me Corolla DeVille?
No, I said.
Of West Hollywood. Of West
I
Hollywood.
I said you guys are so relatable.
Oh, that's.
What do you think of people?
Although you are dressed like her.
Yes.
Oh my God.
You just need the spotted coat.
That's it.
I just need the spotted coat. I do have a spotted coat.
And the two-tone high knot.
Okay.
What do you think of people, they go to a Broadway show or a play and they're in row 4 or 5 and they stand up 15 minutes before the show ends and leave?
I can't stand that.
Okay.
Me either.
Is that you?
Yeah.
I can't stand that. But this is because I am a former performer, right?
Okay.
And so I used to do so much musical theater. Not only, I mean, you can't see a lot, but the fourth row from stage,
I know.
You really can't.
We were making eye contact with Aladdin the whole time.
I know.
I bet you were, Shane.
Yeah.
So that is what you call the worst. That is the worst for the performers who have given you all of their talent.
I know. And I loved it.
And for everybody else who's trying to see the build up to the show.
It was the finale.
And then you slide. Now, you probably was in the middle too. Slide. Excuse me.
Actually, I was on the end.
Oh,
I was on the end.
Okay.
Of row 4.
Yeah, but it was obvious. I know.
I don't even like people go to the bathroom then. Plan it better.
I know.
Just go ahead with the line
at
intermission.
I didn't want the crowd. I just didn't want to wait in that line. But I know.
I have an idea. Don't
and
go.
And I did it every...
If we're not going to finish the show, how about we don't go?
Now, we did leave Lion King at intermission, so I didn't bother
That's
anybody.
Better.
What?
I didn't bother anybody.
Why would you leave Lion King
she
at intermission?
Just, she was antsy, and she was, like, restless,
oh,
and
she
wasn't into
it.
She loved Aladdin. She loved the Rockettes, but she was not into Lion King.
Oh, my. She is going to be on the couch when she's older talking about the time her daddy took her out of the Lion King. It's like, that's why I don't finish things to this day, is because my daddy took me out of Aladdin and the Lion King early. This is going to be on you, Jeff.
We did stay for all the Rockettes.
It's like 60 minutes.
Yes. That's the other thing. I think these shows are too long. They're too long.
They are long.
I mean, for a 51-year-old with an ADD, with a 5-year-old with ADD, it's they're too long.
They're works of art.
I know.
So it takes time to go through the arc of the artistry that they're trying to convey. So, yes, it is difficult, but yeah.
I know these are random questions. How often can I repeat an outfit? Is it every 2 days, 3 days, 5 days, 12 days? Like, when can I repeat an outfit?
Okay, so I'm a big believer in... See, this is the problem. Back in the day, you could repeat an outfit a lot because it wasn't all about social media.
Right.
I used to have my, like, good black dress. You know, you spend $500, $600 on a good dress. You wear it everywhere. Change the necklace. You're good because ain't nobody taking a picture of you all day.
Right.
Now, if you don't have a picture, it's like it ain't happened. You know, so everybody... you know, I can't stand that about life now. So, you know, it's like, okay, now we got to get a picture. I'm in the dress. So I don't think you can repeat things as much, but I do have these new capsule wardrobe things that I'm working through that I believe in, where you have certain pieces that you mix together.
Yes.
There are limitless possibilities, right?
Oh, but I get it. You're referencing your book. Thing.
She's good.
Oh, my God. Okay. I totally got the reference.
Girl, let me tell you.
I'll be here all week, girl. Okay. I'll be here all week. But anywho, but that's what you can do. You can wear the same pieces, but not in the same way. Or there's some people that believe you just wear the same outfit every day. You just have multiples of that. I can't do that.
Well, I understand now why Tabitha Coffey wears all black, because she can just mix and match. And it looks like she's wearing something new every day.
That's it.
You're a little bit of a repeat outfit shamer. Because I wore the same outfit.
But I also repeat constantly.
To two different Jeff Lewis Live events in two different cities, all different audiences. The only people who knew I was wearing the same outfit were the chumps. But Jeff looked at me and said, are you wearing the same outfit that you wore?
By the way,
in San Francisco?
Because your picture was everywhere, all over Instagram.
My hair was different.
But that's what your
Total
honor is saying.
Total different hairdo.
Yes.
That's what your honor is saying.
All right, noted.
Okay,
but Jeff, you only wear blue, black, and gray, right? So it's harder to tell when you repeat.
There's a
but I do repeat a lot. I do have my favorites, and I repeat a lot.
Everybody does.
Okay, so what do you think of someone who buys 1 to 2 to 3 humidifiers for their Christmas tree, right? To keep it so it'll stay for the whole month, right? So they use it for the whole month, and then they return those humidifiers a month later.
Oh, my goodness.
Year after year.
Year after year. What do you think about that?
I think that that person is more... I think that there are more people than we would like to know like that, that do that. People do that all the time, and stores know they do that. I think that, of course, they should just keep them. If you're going to use them every year, you figure you might get 10, 12, 15 years out of it. why return it?
Because there's better, newer models the next year.
Well, that
but still, isn't it kind of stealing? To use something for a month and return it?
Well, it is because you've used it, right?
Right. Right.
And it wasn't, there was nothing wrong with the use, right? So yeah, it is wrong. But do stores know that you do that? Absolutely. Yes, they know that. They know that. But yeah, what I mean, not to be funny, but like, they probably got bigger things to worry about, like somebody smashing and crashing into the window and stealing all the lawnmowers. So the people who bring them back humidifiers are just like, oh, well, come on.
Your
bring
Honor,
them back.
I was at Target right over here.
Is that you?
On La Brea. No, listen.
Did you take the humidifiers back?
No. Client is not in court today.
Oh, I was going to say, did you do that? Okay.
No, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that.
Okay.
What I would do is, I would buy the humidifier, right? Then stress out about having no space to store it and then feeling like I'm a hoarder. And then I would give it to somebody and then I'd buy another one next year. That's what I would do. But I would not return it.
Yeah, yeah.
You would donate.
I donate a lot. I donate.
So I'm a terrible returner. I'm the same way. I keep things too long, then I feel like I'm hoarding, then I give it away, but I don't return it. But yeah, no, I think whoever's doing that, they need to do something better with their time because it has to take more time to drive back to the store every year to return that.
I know. It's a lot of
time. Than it does just to like put it in the garage. So that's weird. But anyway, go ahead to your next point.
Oh, so when I was in Target, which I think we might need to go today.
Fun.
I kind of look for reasons
now. Oh, I
now.
Love Target.
Can I tell you something? I look for reasons to go to Target now.
But it's different now in the city.
Go to this one on the Bray. It's really nice. They just redid it.
The one on the corner?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I've been. But guess what? The new thing where you go up to 18 floors on the parking structure, I don't like that. That doesn't give me my Target feel.
Okay, this is what you need to do.
I want an outdoor parking lot.
Well, mm-hmm. I go right after radio.
Okay.
Okay. So I can park in a meter on La Brea and walk right up the stairs to the front door.
Oh, that's an experience.
But you have to go right after radio.
Okay. So I can do that because I like to pull up in the outdoor parking lot and like go in.
One
I don't
flight
like
of stairs.
By the time I circle, mm-hmm. My joy is gone.
Yes.
My joy is
gone. Relate.
You can keep your joy because you can just park right in the meter and go up one flight of stairs.
And I like the stair going up is really like a coming into the experience.
It's grand.
It's a great, it's a wonderful experience.
Okay.
But I need to buy toys for my nieces.
Yeah.
So we got to figure out, maybe we go today. But when I was there, I went to the Starbucks. And the other thing, they have a Starbucks there.
Of course.
It's right inside.
That one. Yeah.
Well, when I was there, someone walked in, grabbed an orange juice, grabbed my drink that was ready at the counter and walked right out the door.
What?
And the girl said, happens all the time. People just come in and grab. They just grab shit and leave.
Clearly, I have not lived enough. I mean, I don't know who they was. This person wasn't black, were they?
No.
Because black people can't do that. We cannot go just places and just pick up stuff and walk out. I don't know what this life experience is. What? How can you just go to the Starbucks and just grab the drink and walk out?
Just grab my drink and an
orange
juice.
They didn't even spin it and look and see, like, is it my name?
Mm-mm. No. Walked in, just picked up an orange juice, grabbed my drink, walked right out the door. And the girl's like, yeah, he's been here before. There's like three of them that come in and just take, they just steal. But I get it. These girls, they're not going to like risk their lives like, sir, stop. I mean, you're going to let them take it.
And they don't even know what drink they're getting. What if they don't like that coffee? That
I hope
stupid.
He likes almond milk.
And that's the thing. I had almond milk.
I always
not
have almond
everyone.
Milk.
But imagine if it was like whole milk and somebody would like shit their pants.
They're lactose.
Right.
Risky,
right? Lactose
right?
Intolerant.
Very risky.
Does Starbucks have oat milk?
Yes,
yeah,
usually,
they do.
Because I really prefer the oat milk over the almond milk.
They usually do. They run out a lot.
Yeah,
but
they do.
Usually,
it probably
but
gets stolen.
To have it
those
because people
are,
keep stealing
those
it.
People are really taking a leap of faith with those
it's
coffees.
The, but
they
it's
really
nothing
are.
Like a Starbucks and a stroll through Target.
That was a good callback.
Thank you, mm-hmm. Megan. Thank you. No one else noticed, but yeah.
Let's take calls for your honor. Joan in Virginia. Good morning. Hi, Joan.
Hi, how are you? First off, I want to say thank you for my gift cards. They've arrived. You were already my favorite Bravo celebrity, and now you're beyond the beyond. And I would like to pay back to you all in fashion advice where I was a buyer, a merchandiser. I taught fashion merchandising. And to extend your wardrobe, the most important thing is accessories. And the same design principles that you use in designing a house apply to personal clothing. You pick something, you may change the finish, you may use different color combinations, and or the thing is to find maybe your signature thing. For me, it's a beret. I have colored berets in cotton. I have them in wool. you put on a beret, and that's what people see. And
that's what you need, Shane.
I need a beret.
I almost wore one today. I'm not lying.
Days later with a show, oh, you're the woman in pastels. Use your accessories, and your wardrobe will always look different.
So, Joan, what about for men? Like, what accessories are you?
I don't accessorize at
all. I'm having a little trouble hearing you, Jen.
Joan, I was going to ask you accessories for men. What do you, like, ties, scarves, like,
watch?
Well, again, men wear scarves, and you can do all kinds of different things with scarves.
Yeah.
The thing, again, a hat. Maybe there are people always saying to me, oh, you can wear a hat. Anybody can wear a beret. And you can wear a beret 10 different ways. You can wear it back on your head. You can wear it forward. I had a little girl that was over at my house trying on clothes the other day, and she kind of put it forth in one of those 1930 kind of paperboy newsboy type shapes.
Oh, Joan, thank you. You just gave me the best idea for Jeff's Christmas present.
Joan, can I pull off a beret?
I don't know if you can pull it off, Jeff.
Jeff, you would look fantastic in a beret.
I think really? So, too. What color should I get him?
What color, Joan? Black?
No, purple.
Well, you have blue eyes?
No, I have green eyes. I have green eyes. I have gray
well,
eyes. Black eyes.
Some shade like mushroom.
Oh, you love mushroom.
A little mushroom.
I love a mushroom beret. Thank you, Joan. I really appreciate that. Enjoy the restaurant gift cards and happy holidays.
I have so many new friends now that just want to go with me, and they heard me on the radio, and I said, yes, Jeff Lewis is my new best friend, and he's sending me gift cards.
Oh,
thank you.
We are good friends, Joan. Love you. Happy holidays. Your Honor, I wanted to also ask you.
I love Joan. I'm sorry, I just have to say.
I love Joan,
she's
too.
The best.
Fashionista, honey.
But I can't pull off a beret.
Oh, I can.
You can, but I can't.
Okay. You're cool enough.
I
not.
Can.
I get gay bashed. In Target.
By Megan.
At Target.
There's no way.
Let's do it, though. Let's try it. It might be chic.
Maybe for the Christmas party.
With a little cross body.
What do you do when you say take a risk?
Take a risk.
You know what my accessory is? My cane.
It is
I should switch up the canes.
You should.
Yeah.
I do need a nice one.
Yeah.
Like when I went to dinner with Selma Blair, she had a really beautiful cane. And I thought, you know what? I need to get a cane. I need to get
a cooler.
Step it up.
A better cane. This is like terrible.
It's a little geriatric.
Medical supply rental.
Yeah. Where do we go?
Awful. Cool. Look at it.
It's really bad.
Oh, yeah. That one ain't it.
I need to buy a nice one.
That's not it. All this house design and you pick out that cane?
I, you know why I didn't invest in a cane? Because I didn't think I'd have it very long. And then it went away and then it came back. So I probably should, that's what I need, Megan, is a good cane.
Oh, there you go.
Not a beret. I don't think so.
Oh. I love the idea of a beret on you.
Me too.
And I love the idea with long bangs covering on you. Now, what do you think of someone, Your Honor, that RSVPs to a party, okay, and then doesn't show, but not just that.
Oh, my God. Are you going to beat this dead horse?
No, I'm just asking, Your Honor.
Okay.
And what if they text you and you confirm with them and you text them that, you know, they're coming and then they say what they're bringing. And then when you an hour later, when they haven't shown, you're like, hey, are you coming? We're parking. But then they never show up.
What?
What do you think about that?
That is rude as hell.
Okay. Just as wondering what you thought.
I would think that they were
hurt. Did you do it?
I didn't do it.
No.
I didn't do it.
No, because at that point now you've planned for them. I can't stand people who come somewhere that are responsible for bringing a dish and that don't come.
They weren't responsible for bringing anything.
My clients did apologize. I want to say my clients did apologize for that. All
okay,
right.
I thought it was like a potluck and they were bringing something.
No.
Oh, okay.
And they apologized.
And they
RSVP'd. But the next day.
And then they said they were parking and never showed up. Well, see, then that would bug me because, see, I'm one of those people now. I've worked it up into someone has snatched them off the road.
Yeah, that's what we did.
I held hostage
that's what
in
happened.
A cave.
Yep.
I've got to find them. We got to cancel the party and do a search party. Like, that's how I would
write. Honestly, I thought they were abducted by aliens. We talked about it yesterday.
Once you say parking, I'm expecting you coming through that door in 5-10 minutes.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Okay, so you don't like that.
Nope.
Oh, only 1 minute. Make sure to check out Girl, Let Me Tell You, Leading a Limitless Life.
That book, I wrote that book 20 years ago. I don't even think it's in print. Don't check it out. But you can just get on my social media because I'm always talking about what it says in there.
At Lauren Lake.
At Lauren L. Lake.
Oh, Lauren L. Lake.
The L
don't
is for
the
Limitless.
L.
Oh,
Lauren
L's for
L.
Limitless.
Lake. It's really
Shane
for
L.
Lanise,
Douglas.
There you go.
All right. Have a great weekend, Your Honor. Thank you so much for being here. We'll
Thank
see you,
you
at the Chump Christmas party
yes.
on Tuesday.
I'll be there.
We'll be back on Monday with Mercedes Javid and Doug Budin. Have a good weekend.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun. And that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.